Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Yesterday's front with the clouds and a few light showers has moved on out. It's going to make way for some gorgeous weather around here. I'll show you why we may be a little below normal coming up.
Operations are getting back to normal at RDU this morning after a crash that halted traffic. Where the investigation into that crash stands today.
A teenager is charged with murder in the shooting death of a 13-year-old girl. What we're learning about the shooting at a Raleigh apartment complex.
Groundbreaking research could delay menopause and help women live longer. What scientists are learning about how to combat the aging process. The aging process. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. Every day we get a little bit older and hopefully a little wiser. But we're grateful we get another day. Thanks for starting your Thursday with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Prove, sun's going to come up tomorrow.
There it is.
You know what? Yep. So we're not going to worry about it too much. Mm. And it's a little bit warmer. It feels so mild out there. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. What today's going to look like, pretty seasonable.
Yeah, the sun's going to come up and the moon is going to set. Look at that. Almost full moon. It was full yesterday and it's hanging there right over Raleigh. Our skies are clear, so you may get to take a peek at it if you're about to head out the door. Sort of that magic hour where the sun's starting to come up and the moon starts to set. Absolutely beautiful out there. 51 is our temperature. Our wind is coming out of the north, and so temperatures will be at or a little below normal today and tomorrow. And then we have a huge warm up in our forecast for early next week. I'll show you that coming up. We have the top of the tower lit in blue for clear skies this morning. It is 50 in Roxborough, 48 in Rocky Mount, 47 in Goldsboro, 50 in Southern Pines, and 52 in Fayetteville. So it's a pleasantly cool start this morning. We'll hit almost 70 at lunchtime and mid-70s for highs this afternoon. Lots and lots of sunshine in our forecast, but definitely looking at a big change in our temperature as we get into early next week. We'll take a closer look coming up, Ken.
All right, Elizabeth, all new at 6:01, we just got reports of a disabled vehicle on Spring Forest Road. This is just popping into our sensors this morning. It's happening on Spring Forest Road in an eastbound lane right near Atlantic Avenue. Our friends at Raleigh 911 says Raleigh police officers are assisting that motorist in that area. As you can see, it's not causing any major traffic delays in that area, but we'll continue to monitor it and keep you posted. Elsewhere in the Triangle this morning in Hillsborough, Durham, Chapel Hill, all the major thoroughfares delay-free this morning, 40, 85, 885. Nothing to worry about if you're getting ready to grab those keys and head out. I want to give you a live look now at I-40 and Airport Boulevard. Traffic flowing easily in both directions. It will get you to where you're going on time this morning. Of course, if you're heading out, you'll listen to us on WRAL News Plus on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Ken, thanks. Flights are coming and going as normal this morning at RDU after this plane crash caused delays and diversions yesterday. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live at RDU this morning. And Kelsey, the investigation into what caused the crash will move forward today. Renee and Will, and we've been tracking delays this morning. So far, there's two delays here at RDU, according to FlightAware. So you see one of them there coming from San Francisco. A United flight should get here just after 7 o'clock. And we're trying to figure out whether these delays are related to the delays that happened yesterday after the plane crash. But take a look at this. Sky5 flew over RDU after this UNC medical plane crashed on the runway. Two people were inside. UNC medicine doctor Paul Chelminski and pilot Art Johnson. Dr. Chelminski is back home recovering this morning. Johnson is still in the hospital. We're working to get an update on his condition. Investigators are still looking into what caused this crash. Aviation expert Jim Cross analyzed the damage when the plane first hit the ground.
It appears to me that something happened during approach or on touchdown or shortly after touchdown.
And we also checked in with UNC Health. They say that they're going to send the plane to Delaware for some further evaluation. We'll be sure to keep you updated on the details of this investigation. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
Meanwhile, here in the WRAL Live Center, we're trying to get more information regarding a shooting that we're learning about in Cumberland County. Good morning. I'm Chris Lovingood here. Essentially, we were learning from deputies in Cumberland County that this is a shooting that happened on Pleasant View Road, and there was at least one victim, but it's unclear how serious their injuries are in this. We know that the scene cleared around 3:45 this morning, and it actually happened around 11:30 last night. So the fact that they stayed there on scene for several hours seems significant, but we're trying to confirm that with Cumberland County's Sheriff's Office. Stay with us as we get more more breaking updates with this throughout the morning.
Thanks for that, Chris. Also breaking news we're following. Four people are out of their home and a child is hurt after an early morning fire in Fayetteville. The fire happened at a home on Ainslie Street just after 1:30 this morning. In the overnight hours, it broke out in the kitchen, and the cause is from cooking, firefighters say. The child was hurt while trying to put out the fire. We are working to find out the child's condition. The Red Cross, we do know, is helping. A 16-year-old is in custody this morning, charged with killing a 13-year-old girl at a Raleigh apartment complex. Makia Daniel was found dead on North Hills Drive Monday morning when police responded to a shooting call there. She was an eighth grader at Ligon Middle School. The 16-year-old is charged with murder and has been taken into custody on a juvenile petition. Police have not released that person's name because of their age. A balloon release to honor Mikey will be held Saturday night. It's at 7 o'clock at Chavis Community Center.
Tonight, Durham school leaders will analyze what to pay school employees in the coming year. The acting CFO will answer questions from the school board about the proposed budget for the next school year. At last week's board meeting, classified staff responded to the $8 million included in the budget for raises. This comes after months of protests after staff members had to give up raises because of a budgeting error. Tonight's meeting is at 6:30. The board is set to vote on the budget next month.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in former President Donald Trump's immunity case today. The justices will determine if Trump can face legal punishment for the actions he took to try to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Trump claims presidential rights protect him from the alleged crimes. The case will also determine if Special Counsel Jack Smith's criminal case against the former president can move forward.
Early voting starts today for the race is still undecided after the March primary. People can vote in person for the runoff elections until May 11th. There are three Republican runoffs for lieutenant governor, state auditor, and the 13th congressional district. In Orange County, the third seat on the school's board of education will also be decided. For a full list of who's running, where you can vote, and what to take with you, you can check out the WRAL voter guide on WRAL.com.
People in a Durham apartment building are back in their homes this morning after a fire last night. Firefighters responded to this building on Chapel Hill Road about 10 last night. Crews found a fire in an apartment on the first floor, and they were able to get it under control in just a few minutes. One person was treated for smoke inhalation. Investigators say the fire started in a bedroom.
Tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes will look to make it three in a row to start the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're in New York for game three of their series with the Islanders. It will be a tough act to follow after that incredible game two win. KMAX will never forget that one. Two goals in 9 seconds with just over 2 minutes left to cap off an amazing comeback. They'll be looking for more of that magic tonight on Long Island. Puck drop for game three, 7:30 tonight.
Your internet speed could get more consistent after an FCC vote today. The commission will decide whether or not to reinstate net neutrality. That's what keeps internet providers from slowing down speeds or blocking access to certain content. Net neutrality has been gone since 2018. This time around, though, the FCC is including the use of smartphones and other devices in their decision.
Something we'll be tracking tonight, 32 college football players will learn where they'll play in the NFL. The first round of the draft will happen tonight in Detroit, where you are looking live. At least one local player is expected to hear his name early tonight. UNC quarterback Drake May is projected to be a top five pick. The draft will happen on an outdoor stage. The second and third rounds will be tomorrow night, and the rest of the draft will be Saturday. Don't expect to hear the Carolina Panthers select a player tonight. They do not have a first-round pick. This morning on Today, Kaylee Hartung talks with the player who's expected to be picked first overall. USC quarterback Caleb Williams talks about how he's preparing for a moment he's dreamed of all his life. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL.
Just about 10 after 6 on your Thursday. He's worked hard over the past 4 years, and now one Orange County teen wants permission to walk the stage for graduation.
I'm trying to be upstanding. I'm trying to lead, and I feel like people should see that.
We'll explain what's standing in the way of Jalen Sorrells graduating with his peers.
And women go through menopause as they age. New research could help delay its onset. The work being done by scientists to help women live longer, healthier lives.
And we've got some gorgeous weather in the 7-day forecast. Nice and cool to start with. But next week, it feels like summer. I'll show you how the humidity will climb with those temperatures.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a pretty morning out there. Perfect temperatures for getting out for a run. You can see this guy heading down Salem Street. It's so pretty. The sun's coming up. We're going to have a gorgeous sunrise across our area. Temperatures are in the 40s and 50s as you're headed out. 46 in Lewisburg, 46 in Tarboro, 51 in South Hill, 53 in Goldsboro. If you like these cool, crisp morning, enjoy them because, you know, we're about to head into May and temperatures next week look really warm. So we may not be quite finished with our crisp mornings, but we definitely have them for the rest of this week. It looks great out there. Kids heading off to school might be more comfortable in a long sleeve shirt to start with, but we'll be near 70 at lunchtime and mid 70s for highs this afternoon. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the tropics where the Hurricane Center is watching a little spot.
Elizabeth, we're keeping an eye on a disabled vehicle that happened in the eastern part of Wake County this morning. This happened at Spring Forest Road in the eastbound lane there, Atlantic Avenue. Right now, we're told that officers are assisting a motorist in that area. It's not causing any major traffic delays on Spring Forest Road. Elsewhere in the Triangle this morning, delay-free in most of our major thoroughfares. Of course, we'll keep track of these sensors and let you know if anything pops up so you'll know what to expect when you head out.
Ken, thanks. A new video has been released showing one of the American hostages taken by Hamas more than 6 months ago. This is American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg-Pollen. He was captured during the Supernova Music Festival on October 7th. His left arm was badly damaged by a grenade, forcing his hand to be amputated. The 23-year-old is one of five Americans taken by Hamas, believed to still be alive. His parents recorded this message after seeing him alive for the first time since his capture.
Heard your voice today for the first time in 201 days. And if you can hear us, I am telling you, we are telling you, we love you. Stay strong. Survive.
Goldberg-Pollen's parents have continuously advocated for Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire in order to bring hostages home. It's unclear when the video recorded by Hamas was filmed or if Goldberg-Pollen is still alive.
This Orange High School student's parents are fighting for his right to graduation. They want Jalen Sorrells to be able to walk alongside his twin brother. The school district, though, says he can't because he is also enrolled at another school. Jalen's parents say they enrolled him at Partnership Academy 4 years ago to get some extra academic support. He also started taking classes at Orange High School. He represented the Panthers on the football field and on the track and field team. But the school system says that's not enough to qualify him to graduate at Orange High School.
My son has worked hard. He has proved himself.
I'm trying to be upstanding. I'm trying to lead. And I feel like people should see that.
Partnership Academy has its own graduation ceremony, and we have reached out to Orange County Schools to get their official policy.
New medical research could help women live longer, healthier lives by delaying menopause. WRL's Michelle McConaughey is here now with details on a new study being done by researchers at Columbia University. And Michelle, a lot of our female viewers will be interested in this.
Absolutely, Renee. Researchers at Columbia are targeting the source of where female reproduction begins and ends, the ovaries. And they're testing a so-called anti-aging drug. It's called rapamycin to slow down the release of a woman's eggs. One of the most profound changes associated with human aging is the rapid decline in reproductive capacity. Researchers say that extending the reproductive lifespan will reduce pressure on a woman to have a baby and will allow more women to spend more of their lives in premenopausal status. Dr. Zev Williams with Columbia University says the onset of menopause comes with increasing risks like osteoporosis, cognitive decline, and dementia, and they're hoping by using this drug, it'll help delay that.
The hormones from the ovary have an impact that goes as wide as how the patient feels, the skin and appearance and wrinkles, and protecting the heart and cardiovascular disease and dementia.
And you'll hear more from the researchers on how they're slowing down the aging process and from a woman participating in this groundbreaking study. That's later this morning on Today.
NC State star DJ Horn will throw out the first pitch for the Carolina Mudcats tonight. He will also be available for photos and a VIP meet and greet at Five County Stadium. Separate tickets do have to be purchased for that meet and greet. The appearance comes ahead of the NBA draft, which Horn has declared for following the Pac's Final Four run right there. And switching sports, why not? Hey, throw a baseball out. It'll be great. Franklinton, live look right now this morning. Beautiful sunrise on the way. Some clouds out there. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRS Severe Weather Center. We have very seasonable temperatures today.
Oh, feeling great outside. It's nice and crisp, 40s and 50s as you're stepping out the door with a beautiful sunrise. A live look at Goldsboro as well as Apex and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And, of course, our newsroom there in Fayetteville. Just a beautiful day. Yesterday, we had our cold front slide eastward. It did bring cloudy skies and a little bit of rain. In most places, it was well under a 10th of an inch. So, I mean, hardly anything measuring there in the rain gauges. We're going to see winds coming out of the north behind this front. That's going to keep our temperatures cool for the next few days. But we're in for a big warm up early next week. And of course, as we get warmer and warmer, we start to think about summer weather, and hurricanes are something that we're always watching. This is early. We do sometimes have storms develop in May ahead of the season, which starts on June 1st. But this is super early. This is just a 10% chance that this disturbance would develop into anything. But it is the first of the season that the National Hurricane Center is starting to watch. Now, preseason tropical systems that affected North Carolina, there are a bunch of them in the last 10 or so years. Tropical Storm Arthur in 2020, Tropical Storm Bonnie in 2016, Anna in 15, and Alberto in 2012 that had some impact on North Carolina. So it is something that happens on a fairly frequent basis. As a matter of fact, the Hurricane Center has considered starting the hurricane season in the middle of May instead of June 1st. They've not made that change just yet. We're heading towards some summer temperatures, though. Look at that. Tuesday's high 88 degrees and tomorrow morning's low 48. So really starting to see those big changes here this spring. If it's felt warm to you this spring, well, it has been. We're on track for the second warmest spring on record with temperatures at 4.5 degrees above normal. We're behind for rain. It's been very dry this month, so we're at over 1.5 inches behind. Of course, the flip side of that is you've got plenty of time to get out and do some yard work. That's Gerald riding around on his tractor at his farm. A tiny chance of a shower next Tuesday, but it is going to be a good week and weekend for some outdoor projects. Our drought monitor comes out later on today. We'll see if it worsens at all. This is a look at abnormally dry conditions across our area. And like I mentioned, when it's dry, you get a chance to get out and play. Bark in the Park is tonight at the Durham Bulls. And yes, that's Jazzy. That's Cat's dog, who's absolutely adorable. Game time temperatures will be in the 60s, and we'll see clear skies. It looks wonderful. Beautiful weekend to be outside, too. Boogaloo is in downtown Raleigh. Temperature is mid-afternoon in the 70s, and, of course, lots of sunshine. We hit the 80s starting on Sunday, and we'll talk about which of these days will be closest to a record high. Coming up, Ken.
All right, Elizabeth, relatively quiet this morning so far in your Thursday morning. All the major routes in and out of the capital city free and clear this morning. We continue to monitor that disabled vehicle that's happened on Spring Forest Road in the eastbound lane. This is near Atlantic Avenue, but as you can see from our sensors, it's not causing any issues there in that area. But we'll keep monitoring it for you. Want to take you live outside to I-40 and Airport Boulevard. Traffic is beginning to pick up just a little bit, but you expect that this time of the morning. We'll keep you updated here in the WRL Traffic Center.
Ken, thanks. This morning, a Sampson County school is coming together after the death of a faculty member.
It was really sad to hear about how he had passed and how suddenly it had happened.
The response from students after the man was found dead on campus.
Also, a remake is in the works for the 1980s classic 9 to 5. We'll tell you the big name producer that's jumping on this project.
It's not murder. There are extenuating circumstances.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, another Hollywood classic is getting a reboot.
Another. Jennifer Aniston is behind this one. How about it? Aniston plans to produce a remake of 9 to 5. The original star, Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda. No word on who might star in this one or how the plot may change for the modern working world, you know.
It'll be interesting to see how they reimagine this one from 1980 when the movie came out. Yes, the working world has changed quite a bit. I wonder if they'll keep that title 9 to 5, because who works 9 to 5 anymore? Might be renamed 24/7.
Who would gel like those three, though? It's pretty funny.
It was a classic. Well, two of the best shots of the NBA playoffs have come from Oklahoma City Thunder fans. That half-court shot during game two of their series last night won the fan $20,000, and then it comes after another fan won $20,000 by hitting a shot during game one.
They're pretty good there in Oklahoma City, the fans, I'm saying, because the odds of hitting a half-court shot, 1 in 100, not just making it up, that's what the odds are. Their fans are 5 out of 22 since March, so that's better than a 22% rate that they hit.
The coach might be like, fans, maybe we need to get you on the team.
Sink it. That was electric, though. Pretty cool.
Steve Carell and Tina Fey will be in a comedy series together. They will start together in a Netflix show called The Four Seasons. Production will begin later this year. We don't yet know when it will be available to watch, but they have great chemistry and it'll be fun to watch. For the first time in 5 years, the Museum of Life and Science in Durham has welcomed a litter of critically endangered red wolf pups. They were born on April 21st. There are 7 pups total, 3 females and 4 males. All are in good health. Look at them all snugly burying their faces there. They were with their mom in the red wolf habitat. The museum says the first 30 days are critical time, so they'll be regularly monitored. The pups probably won't leave the den until early June. Air traffic returns to normal this morning after a tough day for travelers at RDU. You're looking live inside Terminal 2 right now. What's happening today as the investigation into the plane crash on an airfield there continues.
And what a beautiful morning we have. Gorgeous sunrise and very pleasant temperatures. If you like this cooler weather, enjoy it while it lasts, because we're in for a big warm-up next week.
Pro-Palestinian protests are growing at more college campuses across the country. The new police action that is being taken in some places to try to break up those encampments.